Hello and welcome to Getting More Done with Evernote. On this episode, I'm going to cover a major change to Evernote's integration with LinkedIn that has happened since June 30th. The behind-the-scenes Evernote video series so far, I just wanted to comment on the most recent video that Ian Small put out with Shane over in Evernote support, and then some recent updates to Evernote Web, the Note Editor, Windows, and the macOS apps. So I'm your host, Ray Sidney Smith, Evernote user since 2009, Evernote certified consultant, and Evernote regional leader for North America. As you can imagine, I love Evernote, and with getting more done with Evernote, I hope to help everyone love Evernote, or at least digital note-taking, a little more with each episode. So let's get into it. First and foremost, there have been some important changes to the LinkedIn integration. So what you really need to know is that really, as of June 30th, if you had been using any of the mobile applications to scan business cards, that is still working. What is not working is the integration with LinkedIn, where it will pull in the data from the LinkedIn service to your system and create any of the LinkedIn associated features that were built in. LinkedIn has cut off that part of their system, and Evernote is not going to be able to do those things anymore. But business card scanning is still available, and everything's still working there. I just wanted to kind of put that out there so everybody is aware. Next up is that a new video came out behind the scenes, and it's an interview with the Evernote CEO, Ian Small. And he made a couple of points in it. I'm going to put a link to this in the show notes, so I really recommend everybody to watch the behind the scenes video. But there's just a couple of things that he pointed out that I think is really important. One is that the new Evernote web client is being developed. The note editor within the web client is being worked on, and it's in the beta program, and people are testing it. And Firefox has been one of the platforms that has not been able to yet support. And he noted kind of the issues around why that happened, you know, JavaScript engine that's different than the rest, and so on and so forth. But he did make the important note that the Firefox Evernote web client is coming soon. They're working on it, and they're really trying to build that out as quickly as possible so they can support Firefox very soon. So that's really exciting news for those of us who use Chrome and Firefox equally in our business and personal worlds. Next up is that more behind the scenes videos are coming. This was kind of an unknown. They had been producing the videos and putting them out, and I'm really excited to hear that there has been such great community engagement and support for it, and they're going to be continuing to put out these behind the scenes videos. Next up is he made a hint at the fact that tags are really important to Evernote users, which is a given, but the hint was really to the fact that more consistent tag implementation is coming across Evernote's product suite. This is really just great to hear, because I know that's a real pain point for a lot of my clients on iOS and other mobile environments like iPad and Android. So now to see the tag implementation becoming more seamless across the board, that will help make us all more productive in using Evernote. Really, really excited about that. Next up, Ian admitted to being an introvert, and I can kind of see that. It makes a lot of sense. And he took the time to explain that this is very uncomfortable for him to be doing the behind-the-scenes videos, and I thought that was very candid of him. And his thanks to the Evernote community for watching and engaging with the videos was really heartfelt, and I thought that was really important as a CEO for him to be as open and honest and kind of giving as he is. I think his call to action was really important, which was implied, I suppose, but post and engage in the forums. There at discussion.evernote.com is where we all have a voice in making Evernote better for all of us. And by engaging in positive, constructive conversation, we can help drive Evernote in the right direction for just not the near future, but for the distant future as well. I really like the behind the scenes videos, and I'm really thankful that these are being put together. And I recommend everybody to go over to YouTube and follow that channel and follow along with the videos as they're published. Switching gears now to just a minor issue, which is that in and on macOS, there is a bug in Spotlight, and Evernote is working on it. So that's kind of the beginning and end of it. I'll link to the discussion item where Evernote has confirmed the bug. And I just wanted to note, for what it's worth, I'm on macOS High Sierra 10.13.6, and Spotlight is working for me. I don't have any major plans to move up to Mojave with this particular device that I'm using in production, but I just wanted to make people know that the Spotlight code clearly changed in Mojave. That's probably why the situation is occurring for those who are experiencing that in 7.10 and further. I'm on 7.11 for Evernote for Mac. Evernote has stated they're working on it, and hopefully that fix will come in a near-term update. Next up is the editor and the editor preview, which is being discussed in the forum, and I will put a link to this in the show notes as well. There was a recent comment about Markdown support and the fact that there isn't Markdown support, at least not full Markdown support within Evernote. That's not something that I personally feel a great pull toward, but I do know that it's something that a strong minority of users who are passionate about that topic. For all of us in the Evernote community, whether we're Evernote certified consultants, Evernote power users, just users generally, even though Markdown is not fully supported, not Common Mark or any of the other Markdown versions, they're not fully supported. We do have auto formatting features both in web and desktop in different flavors. And I just wanted to make sure that we're all kind of aware of the fact that those do actually exist. I will put a link to the help article in the show notes, but in essence, you can create unordered lists, ordered lists, to-do items, horizontal rules or dividers, code blocks, tables, and then, of course, a bunch of different types of links and emoji directly from the keyboard so that you don't have to switch back and forth between keyboard and mouse to do those types of formatting. Check out the help article. There are little fun GIFs that show you how those are actually created. And I think those can be very useful for the vast majority of people who need some level of auto formatting, but maybe not Markdown. And that might bridge the gap for those folks who are really looking for Markdown but don't yet have it. So I just wanted to point that out for everybody. Last thing that I wanted to talk about in this episode is just giving some release notes regarding platform updates. And Evernote for Windows just had a major push on July 1st, and their release notes are for version 6.19.2 public, and this is version 308. 555. So this is 308.555, just in case you want to check the specific version that I'm talking about here. But I installed it, everything went smoothly. And what I liked in this one is that they had a couple of minor fixes of just, you know, minor bug fixes. But the real thing that came in this version was the ability to automatically file split exports of ENEX files. So if you are backing up and or importing files, and these are very large files, you can go ahead and know that Evernote is working to automatically file split those ENEX files if you set that up so that it can go ahead and import and export more cleanly. I really like that. So that's a really fascinating function and feature. With that, thank you so much for listening to Getting More Done with Evernote. To learn more and to follow me, you can visit anchor.fm/gettingmoredone. So that's all for now. This is Ray Sidney Smith, Evernote Certified Consultant. Here's to your productive life.